This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Our next story is actually, well, it starts with a question. When does an attraction become bad for a city? Because Ernest Zakharovich, the artist behind the famous Children on the Bicycle mural in Georgetown, wrote on Instagram that he is considering painting it over because he's saying that the crowds that have been pulled to the site to look at it, it's creating a circus.
So he said that the street is no longer the same as it used to be when he first moved there. It's been heavily gentrified. Ernest said Lorong Armenian used to have a few local residents selling antiques and 6 ringgit haircuts on the ground floor of their family homes. Now it's been replaced by souvenir shops, restaurants and all kinds of Insta-friendly, quickly consumable concept stores.
To be clear, he is saying that, right?
He is saying that.
Yes, not you.
Of course.
Penang Chief Minister Chow Kon Yao, on the other hand, had a different take. He says that the murals have boosted the state's economy, increased its brand value in the world's tourism market, and what Ernest called gentrification, Chief Minister Chow says, it's a reflection of the people's entrepreneurial spirit. He said if they think they can make a living by setting up a cafe, they should be allowed to do so. It's the entrepreneurial spirit of locals that we must not curb.
You know, first up, I must admit that when Ernest wrote that in general, that the area has been heavily gentrified when compared to as before when he was living there. I mean, the fact that he lived there, doesn't that signal that it had already been gentrified in the first place?
I think gentrifying. Yeah, that's fair. I have, of course, as many of us have been to that spot on Lebo Armenian, Lorong Armenian. And yes, at certain times of day, it's unwalkable. It's just too many people. There are a lot of Instagram things happening. You know, it's not just the mural. That whole street has become something of a one-stop shop for that. Mm-hmm. But I do also feel the need to say this is a bit of a weird flex. It's like, my art is so attractive, it has ruined everything. And so reading the statement felt a little bit like that, which is not to dismiss the fact that there is a conversation to be had about gentrification, because it is a problem that Georgetown's been having for a bit.
And also what heritage should look like. It is a point that, okay, so the amount of crowds that is drawn in has been great for the economy, as the chief minister said, but what do we want to preserve here? Because that painting wasn't necessarily, that mural rather, wasn't there in the first place either. And are we dismissing the fact that maybe young people in Georgetown living in Penang, that they are revitalizing the economy and the surrounding areas?
It goes back to that classic argument about gentrification. Just because you don't like what a place has become doesn't mean that it's entirely inauthentic. You know, authenticity is up for grabs. Mm. It's not something that stays set in stone. So much as I do agree that in some ways that part of Georgetown is really, really just for the tourists. I'm not sure how much is in there for locals anymore.
Right.
I sympathize with that. But I agree. I don't know whether you can dismiss the fact that it has also created a sense of vibrance, that it's also created a rejuvenation in what was a quiet area. So, share your thoughts with us. We're talking today about the mural, Children on the Bicycle, that is in Georgetown. Its artist has said, maybe we should paint it over, get rid of the circus. What are your thoughts? Call us at 7733 2900, WhatsApp 018-789-8899, tweet us at BFM Radio. We do have on the line Elizabeth Cardoza, president of Badan Warisan Malaysia. Elizabeth, thanks for speaking with us. To start off, can you tell us your thoughts on the impact that Penang's street art overall has had on the heritage city? Do you think it's turned that street into a circus?
I think if you're talking specifically about Ernest's work, it happened 10 years ago when he was invited to participate in the Georgetown Festival. It was extremely, exciting for a lot of people and, in a sense, started a trend, not just in Penang, but you see wall murals being celebrated in other cities. You know, we're looking at Kuala Lumpur, Johor Bahru, Ipoh, other places sort of picked up on that as a trend. And the artist has every right to say it's a circus if that's his view. But whether it he's talking about his work specifically that has affected Penang, it's been celebrated. But from his point of view, I think certainly he has every... That's his view. We should respect that.
So the mural and other local street art in the city have become a part of Penang's image as a tourist city. Has the street art changed the idea of the authentic Penang experience tourists have of the city at all, in your opinion?
I think that his work, what, 10, a dozen murals or so that he did, really what he wanted to represent was what was the character of the Penang people. Because you see, each of these are expressions of either people relating to trades, relating to the character of the heritage city centre. And I think that that was something that captured the imagination, maybe nostalgia, maybe brought back some memories for the Penang people. The images, the girl on the bicycle, the child peeping, over a wall, all of those, the motorcycle, there is a sense of a time past, which is not here anymore. And I think that that was something that people bought into. First, I think the citizens of Penang, the people who live in Georgetown, because it represented something of their past. And then it presented a point of view for visitors to see something that they would not see anymore. So it gave a perspective, in terms of a memory. And I think that from that point of view, it contributed to the whole celebration of Georgetown and its World Heritage status, the heritage character of the place. There have been so many additional murals that have been added since then. And the quality and maybe the stories, shall we say, or the imagery that those other murals represent are different from, not all, but some of them present a different point of view or different characters, and it's quite diverse. And in some ways, it gets a bit cluttered, shall we say, because when you have 10 or a dozen and you kind of go and look for them, you're sort of marking the place in terms of its heritage character. And then you add things, more contemporary images, the Dorimons and the sort of, the more pop or the more commercial character. And that in some way detracts from the original intention, I believe. So you don't know how to focus anymore.
So Lebo Armenian has seen an influx of new businesses as a result of this, some very new, in fact. And Penang Chief Minister Chow Kon Yao has said street murals have boosted Penang's economy overall. How do we support local businesses and small business owners while still preserving the heritage and culture of the street itself? And, is this really about the gentrification of the area, or can we chalk it up to entrepreneurial spirit?
Probably a combination of the both. Penang's always been a commercial place. Penang was a port city. The area that you're talking about was commercial. If you're looking at the shophouse architecture, you have people who traded and lived and participated in terms of schools and other businesses, religious buildings and institutional buildings, all within a relatively small area. If you look at the rest of the World Heritage Site, there is a lot of that as well around that. I think the entrepreneurial spirit, shall we say, of Georgetown has always been there. And the World Heritage status has, in a sense, helped regenerate or create new businesses. I think from the heritage perspective, we look at the rate of change. How fast is this change? Who has been displaced in terms of the living character, the people who used to live there that gave it its World Heritage status? Is it only for tourists, or does it provide a place and a space first for the local community? And if we can say that the entrepreneurship, the type of businesses, have as much, if not more, a local base and not just trinkets and souvenirs for a visitor base, that is the balance we need to find. In all World Heritage sites have this challenge. As a matter of fact, every time you start to promote tourism, who are you promoting tourism for? Is it to regenerate? Is it to develop, to provide a stronger economic base for for the local constituents, or is it going to be for imports? And the management of World Heritage Sites, this is what we need to ensure is retained, the authenticity, the original character of the place, while accepting that you can't keep everything under glass. It's not a museum. These are living sites, you know, so you expect there to be change. But how fast, how dramatic, you know, and how acceptable is that change to the local communities? So that is something I think the local authorities have to ensure, and the site managers have to look at, you know, and understand and manage much better.
Would painting over the murals change anything? Zakharovich has said that this time for this to make a difference has passed. Could it negatively impact the city's tourism? And would that make a case for why we should keep the murals?
Well, the artist is making a statement. The thing is that when you paint, you do something in a public space. In some ways, although you might have the original intellectual property, so to speak, you know, because you are the artist, it is your creation. But at the end of the day, it is in a public space. So in a sense, you have to relinquish your ownership, so to speak, because it belongs to a much bigger audience. Will the artist be permitted to do that? Well, that's really for the local authorities to decide. But if I own that wall, so to speak, and I want to paint over it, well, because it belongs, so to speak, to a wider Penang, it has become sort of iconic, yeah, a symbol of the heritage character of Georgetown. These particular paintings we're talking about, right, specifically. Moving them, removing them, covering them over with a set of paints will certainly affect that. It is a statement. How negatively or otherwise is a question. But the nature, the so-called circus nature, is, yeah, you know, when you have crowds, I mean, you know, is it just a selfie? Is it just an opportunity for you to say, I was here? Or does it really help you understand a little bit more about the heritage character, the values of Georgetown and its World Heritage status? I mean, is that what you're looking at? And maybe that's what the artist is reacting against. I don't know. I mean, I'm not talking about the artist, but I could imagine. Is this just a selfie opportunity? Or are you actually looking at the artwork, you know, as a piece, as a creative piece that contributes something, you know, to the place? That contribute some knowledge, some character, some emotion that has that added value. And I think that is where, you know, as an artist or anybody in the creative field might want to question. But, you know, as an artist, you've painted something on the street. In some senses, you've given up ownership, not the artistic inspiration, not the artistic character, but in terms of who else responds to it. Because, you know, you have thousands, if not hundreds of thousands of photographs of people, you know, who have been to that site. Is it just going to be let fade away? Are you going to repaint it? These are not permanent because they are wall murals. Do you touch it up? These are all questions that one actually has to sort of think about, you know.
Elizabeth, always good to hear from you. That was Elizabeth Cardoza, president of Badan Warisan Malaysia, commenting on the Penang murals and what should be done. We're going to have to head to the news, but we'll be back to read those messages. Keep it here, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my, BFM 89.9, the business station.